Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is expected to meet with Senate Republicans today about further legislation to deal with the coronavirus. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the meeting comes as the Trump administration urges the Senate to quickly move on an aid plan passed by the House.
The House initially approved the plan over the weekend, but made some corrections Monday evening and passed it again, this time by unanimous consent. The multi-billion dollar bill is now in the hands of the Senate and includes paid sick and family leave, enhanced unemployment insurance, and free coronavirus testing. The measure is the second Congress has considered, and Secretary Mnuchin is said to consult with leading Senate Republicans on more moves to aid businesses impacted by the coronavirus.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The coronavirus has prompted officials in Ohio to delay that state's primary election today. Primary elections will continue as scheduled in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois today, but Ohio has declared a public health emergency, and Ohio's governor is seeking to delay the primary until June. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the pandemic is upending the Democratic presidential campaign.
Campaigning in the midst of a coronavirus outbreak means no door knocking and no rallies. Both former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have had no recent public events. Instead, on the eve of the primaries, Biden held a town hall over the phone.
I appreciate everyone bearing with us. So as we figure out all the logistics of campaigning in an entirely new way here.
Sanders is known for his big, lively rallies. And on Monday night, he tried to recreate that atmosphere via a live stream with musical performances. But still, doing this all over the internet is challenging. And Sanders needs some wins to fundamentally slow down Biden's momentum. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The results are finally in from last week's primary election in Washington state. Joe Biden narrowly beat Bernie Sanders. Afghanistan's fragile economy is being badly affected by the coronavirus as its neighbor, Pakistan, closes the border and halts trade. Jennifer Glass reports from Kabul.
The price of flour, a daily staple in Afghanistan, doubled overnight in Kabul, prompting panic buying of that and other food essentials, including cooking oil and rice. The stockpiling is spurred on by growing cases of coronavirus. So far, there are about 22, and Pakistan closing its border to people and goods. The Ministry of Interior has warned businesses that price gouging is illegal. Despite that, the cost of sanitizer and face masks has also skyrocketed. Officials reminded consumers that the northern borders with Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan remain open. But with more than half the population on or near the poverty line, price spikes like these, even if temporary, can have long-term effects on the poor and vulnerable. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in Kabul.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The White House is asking Congress for $850 billion in a new package of aid for the slumping U.S. economy. It's been hit hard by disruptions from the coronavirus pandemic, according to a person with knowledge who has spoken with NPR. The package is mainly tax cuts, but details are not immediately available. President Trump has vowed to help airlines and other hard-hit industries. He is slated to hold calls with the restaurant sector and tourism industry later today. AMC Theaters is closing all of its screens in the United States to help combat the spread of coronavirus. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
AMC is the biggest movie theater chain in the country. It's headquartered in Kansas, is owned by Chinese company Wanda Group, and has 630 locations, or 11,000 screens, in the U.S. The chain first announced it would cap the number of tickets for each screening at 50. Now, following health officials' recommendations that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people, AMC decided all its theaters will go dark for 6 to 12 weeks. AMC is the last of the major theater chains to shutter, following the lead of Regal, Showcase Cinemas, and Alamo Drafthouse. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The House has passed fresh legislation to temporarily cover certain surveillance powers used by the FBI. An old law has expired, but some senators object to a new bill. The fresh legislation will allow the surveillance powers to continue for 75 days, so lawmakers can debate a full bill. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.